I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Of Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams with our weekly real estate podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends about it. Jay, how's the business going these days?
The real estate market is still doing extremely well. You know, we're still helping a lot of your listeners here at WFRE. And, you know, even though people think that things slow down this time of the year, there's also another big spike that happens before we get into Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all of those other holidays. And this is sort of, you know, everyone's back at school. They're now having this big push to get everything together to get the house to be able to celebrate their first Thanksgiving in their new place.
And then they're going to find out, man, we've outgrown our house. We can't handle the family here Thanksgiving. Christmas was out of control. We need to get a bigger place.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, even, you know, we talk about people downsizing, and downsizing sometimes doesn't mean downsizing the house. A lot of people that are getting into the retirement stage and things like that are downsizing maintenance of the exterior and dealing with, you know, tons of acreage. As we know here in Frederick County, a lot of the people that had farms and things like that, as they age, eventually it becomes something that they don't want to have to deal with anymore. And they say they want to downsize, but they still have massive families. They need a good size home, but they just don't need, you know, the stairs. They don't need all the acreage and things like that.
That's one thing the holidays don't care about, is somebody getting old. We can't handle the house anymore. We can't handle the property anymore. They've been living and they've been on their own. They've been tough and inspiring the entire family. But suddenly something has to be done about mom or dad. Now, there are a lot of these communities around here. Do you work exclusively? If somebody wants to move into a community, I don't want to name any of them. Do they call that community or should they call J-Day?
Well, you know, most of the stuff is handled through salespeople and real estate agents, so they can call us. Over the years, we've worked with tons of active, you know, now they're being marketed as active adult neighborhoods.
What I mean by that, Jay, and you can correct me, is a single-story house with a master bedroom on one floor, the stairs are done away with, it's in a small yard, if any yard at all. And even if there is a yard, it's taken care of by a crew who works that area.
Yeah, a lot of the neighborhoods have that. And the neat thing is, like we mentioned, you know, sometimes the downsizing doesn't mean that they need a smaller house, because some of these people have grandkids or family that comes over. So, you know, the main living area of the house will have the master bedroom, the master bath, you know, your living, dining, great room type areas. And then for people that have the extended family with grandkids or whatnot, a lot of these homes have an upper level. And the upper level will have, you know, secondary and third bedroom for when family comes over. And a lot of them actually have a play area, or they call it loft. But what we see is a lot of people have for their grandkids, whether they're younger, they have their toys there. If they're older, they may have their video games. But there are a ton of these communities, you know, throughout Carroll County, Frederick County, Washington County. And they've become a trendy thing probably over the last decade. And, you know, they are, again, that, you know, they might be condo ownership, but you ask, some of them are detached. Some of them are semi-detached, meaning they're sort of like a duplex. Others are townhomes, and others are more of a condo style that have elevators. So it's a mixed match and gives people all types of options based on what their needs are. And again, a lot of them are condo ownership, meaning that your fees that you pay to live there cover the grass maintenance, snow removal, all of that stuff.
That sounds pretty good for me. I'm not quite there yet, but I wouldn't mind someday everybody taking care of that. So, mom, dad gets older, family house, call you. If there's siblings involved, that's complicated. You're dealing with the estate, call you. You want to put mom and dad into one of these modified homes, call you.
Oh, absolutely. We have situations, you know, this one listener that I never forget about, because it was so many people lived in Howard County, right on the brink of, you know, where Howard and Frederick meet. And, you know, they had a ton of children, and their children, some were in the West Coast, some were in the middle of the United States. And, you know, mom was living there. Her husband passed away. So dad passed away. It was, you know, 10 plus acres, couldn't maintain anything. The house was in disarray, and she just needed someone to help out. And with the kids being scattered all over the place, they really wanted to find someone that they could trust. So we met with them, came up with a game plan. And I know I've mentioned this person before, because, you know, a lot of people get nervous. Oh, I don't want to call the real estate agent. They're going to put a sign in my yard, put a lockbox on my house, and try and get it on the market right away. These people, it was close to a year from the time we met them to the time we actually put the home on the market. to get it ready. And then we also assisted her, and she bought in a 62-plus neighborhood in Mount Airy. And I will name that neighborhood because we handle the sales exclusively there. If you're looking at new construction, that's Wildwood.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. That's okay.
You know, it's a great spot, and, you know, we're here for people like this. And, you know, like I said, if you don't ever want to wait to the last minute, because we've had a lot of situations where, you know, it's a husband and wife. They knew they needed to downsize as far as stairs, get rid of the stairs. And then they waited and waited. And then unfortunately someone becomes wheelchair bound. And then you're really in a tough spot because you've got this home that's a two story. There's only a half bath on the main level. And, you know, they don't want to put the chairlift in. And they need to get something rolling, and they end up putting, you know, one of them ends up living in the living room or the family room, and, you know, their sponge. It's just not a good situation.
It's one you want to get on top of. You mentioned earlier, you're not ready. You don't want to grab this person, put a sign in the yard, make $1 million, get what you can, and get out. It was a year before you actually put a sign in the yard. Try to see this coming. I mean, I'm guilty of this, and people I know are guilty. They put it off. They put it off. Then suddenly everything has to happen at once, and maybe they're not making the best decision under that pressure.
Yeah, it's really good to have a game plan, and, you know, that's the one thing when you work with us is, and we've talked about it many times, we really want to know what people's goals and vision is, because we might tell people, hey, you don't need to move right now, or let's come up with a game plan that sort of ties into this master plan of getting you to where you need to be. Like I mentioned before, again, another couple we helped were the Hickens. I met them 10 years ago, sold their house in Prince George's County. They moved to an active adult neighborhood in Tawnytown. And just this past year, they contacted me. I listed their home in that active adult neighborhood, sold it, and now they're retired in Florida. And, you know, that was their game plan when I met them 10 years ago. And, you know, I helped them through every phase of it, even with getting them down to Florida so that they could retire. And with, you know, these hurricanes and stuff that have hit, I actually checked in with them. And, you know, thank God everything was good. They had some landscape and they got a little messed up. But they still said, I'd rather have this than the snow and this horrible cold weather that Maryland offers.
Okay, so that was a 10-year plan, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, so you can carry them all the way through. Call Jay Day and his team. Do you have a home of the week for us?
Yes, I do. Speaking of Wildwood, this is the last home that's going to be new construction in Wildwood. It's 703 Barker Boulevard, main level living at its best. There is no upper level. There's no basement to worry about. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms. And like I said, Wildwood, we used to have wait lists to get in here. The beauty of this home is it's almost fully finished. The only thing we haven't done is the flooring because we like the new owners to be able to pick whether they want hardwood, laminate, vinyl, carpet, whatever it is in the rooms that they want, they still have the ability to pick that.
Is this a 62 and over neighborhood?
This is a 62 and over.
Okay, all right, okay.
So. Yeah, so if you're under 62, unfortunately, we can't help you with this one house, but we can help you with others. But for the home of the week, 62 plus, it's located right near the senior center in Mount Airy. You've got the Lori in there. You've got, you know, the post office, Wildwood. It's a great neighborhood, and, you know, we've helped. Actually, Sandy on our team has been servicing this neighborhood at least, I think she said at least 12 years of handling this, and we're finally down to the last new construction home, and it's listed at 327. Again, two bedrooms, two baths, 703 Barker Boulevard.
Nice, Sandy. Good job. A long relationship. So she's seen everything for buying and selling in that neighborhood.
She knows everything, and she's an active adult as well. You know, that's her focus. That's what she works with. She only deals with the active adult market, and she's been selling that neighborhood and working with that builder for, you know, over a decade.
I'm Tom Whalen.
I'm Jay Day.
Jay Day and the Day Home Team of Real Estate Teams. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Tell your friends all about it.